KQ4WLB. This is Roger and Travis Rest calling for a radio check.
4HKX, you're full quieting into the repeater, sir.
I was trying to reach out to some other folks and I wasn't getting a response, so I started wondering if I was having problems with my radio setup. Over.
You're sounding good.
Well.
Over on this end, KO4HKX, Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
Hey Patrick, sorry about that, I should have recognized your voice. I was going to tell you I signed up to go to the Monday get together at Little Rebel, and my wife reminded me that I have a colonoscopy Monday afternoon at 2:30. So unfortunately, I will have to count because I probably won't be able to make it.
I definitely understand. Well, I hope everything goes okay with that, and hate that you're not going to be able to make it, but maybe you can make it in January.
Is there a specific location in January where they will be meeting?
The Greenville Club meetings are held at the Red Cross Center, and I don't remember the address. I'd have to look it up. But it's not very hard to find, and like I said, I can't remember the address to it.
That's okay. I was thinking about testing for the general license possibly in December, and I saw the address earlier when I was looking on there. So if I'm prepared to take it, I might be down there then.
That is the same place.
Hey, well, I do thank you for reaching back to me, and I'll be clear on the side, and I'll be talking with you on the net.
Well, Gary's calling tonight, KI4DOS. This is Wednesday night SwapNet. That's his net.
Well, Lou, it's good to talk to you again, Patrick. Thanks again for your response, and this is KQ4WLB. We'll be clear.
KQ4WLB, is that correct?
That's correct. KQ4WLB.
Now, I forgot the name also, so don't feel bad about forgetting mine.
And Travers Rest.
Roger. Okay. We talk a few times. I'll get it down. I'll start to recognize the voice, and I'll remember the name sooner or later. But, Roger, good to hear you again, and look forward to hearing you on the net tonight. KO4HKX, standing by for the net. 4HKX, take 4 Yankee Charlie India. HKX, go ahead, Yankee Charlie India.
Make sure that I could be on the net and everything. Everything's coming a little messed up on my end on the 50 watt. I'll be trying to keep this in a little bit better.
Well, if you stay like you are right now, you should have no trouble getting in. Gary should be able to get you, no problem.
4 Yankee Charlie India, standing by, monitoring.
4 Yankee Charlie India, this is KO4HKX, standing by for the net.
ZLK, and 0TR. 0TR clear.
KO4HKX.
I was going to send Shane the text, but he's probably busy with family. Just heard a good CW station on there. How's your night?
I've been playing radio for a little bit. Met some new hams here, or two of them today. So, had a good day.
Well, overdue to, I'm in a lot of pain tonight, but Bernice says I got to take it easy for a few days, so I guess I will. I was trying to put up that handrail out there, and of course it turned out to be more than I thought it would be, so to heck with it. Post is there, one post, and it's supposed to have 4 bolts, and it's got 2 in it, and that's the way it's going to stay for a while.
Hang on just a second. I'm going to get me another glass of water. Had to turn one radio down or it's going to squawk at me.
Jack has a tendency to do that. Oh, God. pull my headset off over here. So I don't know how long it'll last tonight, but at least I'll get through the net. Yeah. That's that guy. He's in, got halfway between here and Australia, a little bitty island, and on a band that is just not there very often. And he won't be there very long.
Talking to Shane earlier, I don't know, about an hour ago, texting with him, so you might shoot him a text right quick. He might jump on there.
Which we are talking
to yourself now. We know how difficult it is for you to do more than one thing at a time.
Yes, men don't multitask well. She's right.
She's probably pretty close to right on that one, I'd have to agree. I have to focus on one thing or nothing gets done.
Up there, she made a cherry and blueberry pie today and two pumpkin pies today, and I think she's making me a custard pie tonight, I'm not sure, but I told her to knock it off and come down and sit down, but you know how that is with hard-headed Germans. That's what she says about me too.
You better rest up, because you're going to have to take care of her here for too much longer. So she's going to need you in good shape.
That's frightening. I might have to work.
I'm sure you can handle it, and if not, always remember you can reach out for help.
I'm just sitting there at night with a heat pad on my back. Feel like I'm an old man.
I have seen you, and I'd have to say you look kind of like one, too.
I resemble that. No doubt. Yeah, that's one thing you can't run away from.
That disease called AGE does catch up with every one of us.
Just in COVID, Patrick. I think I got a little head cold on top of that. Oh. Probably good Lord getting even with me for all the bad things I've done.
That one, I'll leave it alone.
Me some pie dough cinnamon rolls. Whenever she cuts the pie dough off, there's some dough left, and then she makes miniature cinnamon rolls out of them. And they're really good. They're about an inch in diameter.
Coming by there tomorrow then. I'd have to try one of them out.
About 4 to 6 of them.
As little sugar as I eat anymore, it probably wouldn't take much.
4 hours of that joint camp today. We went into Aldi's and I went over and bought me a milk chocolate candy bar with almonds in it and went up and got me a bottle of Sprite. $2.28 for a bottle of Sprite. God. And I ate half the candy bar and I drank half of the Sprite. So when I got to the counter, I told Irina that the boss said that if I ate half the candy bar and half of the bottle of pop, that she could only charge me half price. You know, she's just insolent. You know, I know her very well. And she says, I'll charge you double.
I mean, if she knows you, she's probably right on that one.
And you know, the manager down there, his name's Carlton. And I've known him a long time because we go there regularly. And he writes marathons and Ironmans and stuff like that on bicycles. He went around a curve someplace up on the East Coast, New Jersey or someplace. He hit a pothole. He got 28 screws just in his collarbone, and he got a concussion from it, too. Probably destroyed his bicycle, which I think it's about $10,000 bike.
That must have been one heck of a crash.
Yeah, my brother had a 12-point buck on a 750 Suzuki years ago. broke his collarbone, busted his spleen, or punctured his spleen, and one of the antlers got him, and busted his, all that thing that makes the extra blood when you spleen, and his wife wouldn't let him operate on him at this little hospital up in the mountains in Virginia on the Blue Ridge Parkway, or West Virginia, someplace up in there. He was retired and working at the Military Personnel Command in Washington, D.C. Finally, paramedic, she called a friend at the fire department, and he was in the Army, and the Army flew over there and picked him up. And the reason was really hilarious. They called the Navy, and he was a master chief, which is as high as you can get in enlisted ranks, an E-9 like Chad was. And they said they don't move people with abdominal injuries. I said, yeah, Linda, what'd they do in Vietnam?
I'm sure they moved you then, because everything they could, or at least I hope so.
The bureaucracy. It's crazy, man, I'm telling you. Let's see if I can hear this guy on sideband. Dang, I'm hearing him on sideband even. Oh, no, this is Tonga. You know, that's incredible. I worked at a wheel plant in Pittsburgh, Kansas for 4 years. And I'm thinking that's the island that there was one couple there, and they were sweet as could be. And I believe it was Tonga that they were from, and way out in the Pacific. And they told me it took 5 days for them to get home back to their island, flying, because you had to island hop to get there. I never did figure out how they got from out there to southeast Kansas.
If it took 5 days to get home, they probably went around in a circle for a little while.
Patrick, I'll let you go. I was going to go over and see if I can work this guy on sideband. Kind of weird to share him on 12 meters. I'll catch you later and see who's got the net tonight. Oh, it's KI4DOS. All right, I'll be here in a few minutes. KO4HKX and 0TR73 is Patrick.
I hope you and Miss Bernice have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. KO4HKX, standing by for the net.
Same to you, Patrick.
Thanksgiving there, Tom, and happy Thanksgiving, Patrick, and C9B.
I appreciate it, and same to you, and 0TR.
To you too, Leon, you and Miss Wendy, and good to hear you. How's Dean's truck turn out today?
Out and rode around in it. He's put like 60 miles on it, I guess. We went out and had lunch in it, or let's say dinner, this evening in it, and it's doing great. It's got a little miss in it, but I think he's going to figure it out.
Well, glad that that worked out for him, and hopefully he can get the little misfire taken care of, and I'm working on some other stuff for him on that, but hopefully we can get it taken care of here real quickly.
A big debt of gratitude to you. You're a good man, Patrick. I don't care what anybody says about you.
Hey, guys, out over there, people get the wrong idea.
I hear you. But, yeah, he's happy as a tick and a hog. He's having a ball with it. Just happy to have his truck back. He's so happy he had to hook up the trailer with a tractor on it and drive it around this morning just to see how the truck towed. He's having a ball. But, yeah, me and the wife went down, and we took up his Jeep and picked up my truck. And that's where we're sitting at the Walmart and Traveler's Rest now. Got the tractor and the trailer on the back.
Well, I'm glad I could help. It was, actually, I can't believe that nobody found that, and he had to spend, they made him spend all that money. It's just disheartening.
Time and being without his truck that hurt him the most is like, you know, a simple thing like that. I had a, you know, you were instrumental in that. So it's part of knowing the stuff.
There's no substitute for experience, and I have plenty of experience on those trucks, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, and just glad I could put it to use for him.
Please have a good Thanksgiving. Y'all have any plans?
Now, just going to go up to Anchor and have Thanksgiving dinner there. It's just the two of us. Now that my son's gone, he's going to come over tomorrow, and we're going to put the Christmas tree up. And other than that, really don't have any plans for the weekend other than just working around the house. Some vehicle maintenance and things like that around here.
Did today. We changed tires on the tractor and had to fix the slow leak. And he welded up the bucket pretty good. Did a good job on that. I'll give him that. But, yeah, we got a lot of things planned to do. We're going to have they're going to come up tomorrow. We're going to have a little sit-down dinner. But appreciate you doing, and boy, I wish you'd come out of Walmart. I'm still waiting.
Leon, good to hear you, and I'm going to step to the side so we can get ready for the net. Gary might want to come in here and check and make sure everything's working right, so I don't want to hold him up. But good to hear you, and I hope you and Miss Wendy and the family all have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow. And glad that I could help Dean out there. KO4 Ace Kicks, and I'll be standing by for the net. Step 3, Leon.
Good to you, Patrick. Appreciate your help, and you and your family have a great one. Appreciate you. And hope everybody else on frequency has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be standing by for the net also. NC9B.